Top stories making the news this hour at Press TV. U.S. police have been accused of using overly aggressive tactics to contain the ongoing protests in New York. They've detained at least 80 people protesting over the U.S. financial system and its practices. The protests have been going on for a week on Wall Street. And in Yemen, clashes continue between forces loyal to Ali Abdullah Saleh and opposition protesters. The latest round of the ruling regime's violence has left three people dead in the southern city of Taiz and at least one in the capital, Sana'a. Activists in Bahrain have released new footage showing the brutal conduct of Saudi-backed forces in the small Persian Gulf sheikdom. Dozens have been killed in the government crackdown on anti-regime protesters since early this year. International human rights agencies, including Human Rights Watch, have repeatedly condemned the violence. And Libya's revolutionary forces have moved into Sirte, one of the last remaining strongholds of fugitive former ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The city has been the scene of intense fighting between revolutionaries and pro-Gaddafi forces since last week. The violence has forced more than 1,000 families to flee their homes. Multiple explosions have rocked Iraq's holy city of Karbala, leaving about 25 people dead. Close to 100 others have been injured. Police say the attacks took place at a passport and identity card office in the center of the city. Clashes between Turkish security forces and militants of the Kurdistan Workers' Party have left 9 people dead in southeast Turkey. 11 others were wounded in the attack on a police station in the region. The militant group has intensified its attacks on Turkish targets over the past few months. U.S.-led operations across Afghanistan have left 12 people dead. 5 of the victims were killed in an airstrike in the eastern province of Paktia and the rest in separate operations in the provinces of Wardak and Logar. NATO operations have caused many civilian casualties since the war began. And a plane crash in Nepal has left 19 people dead, including a number of foreigners. The small plane went down on the outskirts of the capital, Kathmandu, while attempting to land in dense fog. Just before the crash, it had taken tourists to see Mount Everest.